There are more American soldiers based in Japan than in any other foreign country. It's an incredible statistic, but it's more incredible still that almost half of them, around 25,000 personnel, are currently stationed on the island of Okinawa, which has been of enormous strategic importance to Washington since the end of the Second World War.
There can be no peace in the world until the military power of Japan is destroyed with the same completeness as was the power of the European dictators. To do that, we are now engaged in a process of deploying millions of our armed forces against Japan in a mass movement of troops and supplies and weapons over 14,000 miles, a military and naval feat unequaled in all history. Substantial portions of Japan's key industrial centers have been leveled to the ground in a series of record incendiary raids. What has already happened to Tokyo will happen to every Japanese city whose industries feed the Japanese war machine. If the Japanese insist on continuing resistance beyond the point of reason, their country will suffer the same destruction as Germany.
That was the former US President Harry Truman on his nation's final assault against Japan. The relationship between the countries has, of course, improved immeasurably since 1945. But it's fair to say that Okinawa has also endured a testing time with the US visitors over the past seven decades. Many people on the island have long resented their presence, and a number of high-profile crimes and accidents have led to calls for America to abandon its presence there altogether.
American military members in Okinawa, Japan, are restricted to base and banned from drinking alcohol after a U.S. Marine was involved in a deadly crash. Nicholas James McLean's two-ton military truck collided yesterday with a light truck. The crash killed the Japanese driver. Okinawa police say James McLean, who was arrested yesterday, tested as much as three times over Japan's legal limit for alcohol. The location of the base has led to friction between Japan and the U.S. In 2016, a U.S. contractor's arrest and the rape and death of a local woman triggered widespread protests.
It is hardly surprising, therefore, that Okinawa's residents are more than a bit miffed at plans to construct a new US military base on the island's northeast coast. In a recent referendum, more than 400,000 Okinawan voters told Japan's government exactly what they thought about their plans.
Japan's government has vowed to push ahead with the controversial relocation of a US military base in Okinawa. That's despite the island's residents overwhelmingly rejecting the move in a referendum. Almost three-quarters of voters opposed the construction of a new base on Okinawa's northeast coast.
But the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe seems undeterred. Although Abe says he's taken the outcome of the plebiscite seriously, he's also cautioned that his government has no intention of delaying the project, or moving the US base to another location. It has understandably angered Okinawans, and the island's governor, Denny Tamaki. So will the outcome of the referendum change anything? It seems unlikely. The relocation has been planned for two decades, and the Abe administration has forged a strong relationship with the current U.S. President, Donald Trump.
We have developed not only a strong working relationship over the last year and a half, specifically 503 days, but a great personal friendship.
Indeed, although Abe says he has taken the concerns of Okinawans seriously, it is doubtful that he will risk provoking the famously irrational occupant of the White House. Japan needs the U.S. because its constitution prohibits the country from engaging in war and maintaining armed forces. And as China's shadow continues to loom large over the region, it seems that Okinawa will have to put up with the presence of US soldiers for a little while longer. For Monocle 24, I'm Rhys James.